The people of France turned out in high numbers yesterday to elect Nicolas Sarkozy as their new president.
J'aime la France.
Sarkozy told cheering crowds that the French voters have chosen change. Sarkozy handily defeated socialist candidate Ségolène Royal in a victory for a more conservative brand of governing. Joining me now is Christian Millar, senior foreign affairs correspondent for France 3 Television. Christian Millar, the margin of victory, it was decisive, 53% to 47%. Did that surprise you?
No, because all the polls have been given that lead to Sarkozy for a long time. And the explanation is very simple. You had two visions of France facing each other, Ségolène Royal on the one hand and Sarkozy on the other hand. And it's clear that the debate, which took place 3 days before, was very decisive when we saw a definitely more clear, coherent, explicit Sarkozy on his program, on his vision of the future, on his vision of political, social France of 2007 until 2012. And we had Ségolène Royal with a different vision of the future, which explained clearly that she was defeated yesterday. There was no surprise on that.
Part of Sarkozy's vision for the future is that he says he wants to make France more competitive. What do you think that means? What policies is he likely to implement?
Not only France more competitive. The challenge is to give a brand new image of France, which has been very tarnished since the French said no through the referendum on the European Constitution. And Sarkozy himself wants to give a new impulse, a new dynamic to France. So we will see what's kept in store. But definitely, Sarkozy is going to face a tough challenge. He is expected to take a lot of drastic steps concerning economy and social matters. He will be judged on that, and he doesn't have much time.
And what about with the immigrant community? He has said he wants to be president of all of France. He's the son of a Hungarian immigrant himself, but he's seen as something of a polarizing figure there. Do you think he's likely to further divide French society?
No, it's a good question. He says, I am not against immigration. But what he says, he said, we cannot tolerate immigration which is not legal. So what Sarkozy says is, we are not standing against immigration, but we have to do like the Canadians. We have to have a selected immigration, and this is why he will be very tough on that. But it's not that he is against immigration, but he wants something to be done very rationally.
On this side of the Atlantic, Sarkozy is considered more pro-American, more pro-Europe. Do you think we'll see a difference in France's international relations?
Well, it's clear that Sarkozy will have more open approach to his relationship with the United States. He is very different from Jacques Chirac. He was not the favorite of Jacques Chirac. No way that Chirac really loved Sarkozy. I think for President Bush, the relationship would be more clear with Sarkozy. But it doesn't mean that Sarkozy will accept blindly all what President Bush would like him to do. Same thing for Europe. I think Sarkozy wants to have France find his right place inside Europe. So I think the relationship will be eased, but globally, it will be probably more, it will be closer to the United States than Chirac has been.
Christian Millar is senior foreign affairs correspondent for France 3 Television. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure.